WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out jasonquallscfp.com. That's jasonquallscfp.com. Questions, comments, email address, social media links can be found at the website financialcoachingradio.com. How much is in your 401k? Is it enough? Is it not enough? Do you have no idea? I was reading something earlier about folks who are getting really close to retirement age, whatever that is these days, someone in their 60s, only having $10,000 or $20,000 saved. They were asking, is it too late? Well, it all depends on how much income you're going to need in retirement. Probably going to have to solve that problem by working a little longer, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about other factors that impact the value of your 401k. Do you have $100,000? Do you have a $200,000 balance? That may seem like a lot of money. And as we've been talking about on this show several times now, the new passage of the law, or the passage of the new law, the SECURE Act, this all, I think there's some rules and regulations in the SECURE Act where plan sponsors, 401k plan sponsors, will have to show you how your balances translate into monthly income. Now, some of the largest 401k providers already do this. They'll send you a statement out, and on this statement, they'll say, here's your balance, here's your pie chart of what you own, here's a list of your holdings. Oh, and by the way, if you were to retire today or retire at 60 or 65, this is the amount of income you can expect per month from this 401k balance. I always dismiss these, because I think in large part when I've seen these in the past on these 401k statements is that the factors they're using, I'm not really quite sure if it's the same ones I agree with. But nonetheless, the new retirement law, the SECURE Act, passed last December. It wants to provide not only this, but one of the pieces of legislation or rules in the law aims to provide investors with a picture, a clearer picture, about whether or not they're on track to retire. Is this supposed to take the place of a financial planner? Well, I think what they're realizing, or what some folks realize, is a lot of people who have 401k plans aren't working with a financial planner. And this is one of the ways that can kind of give them some guidance on, are you on track, even though it may not be the best analysis of your income level. One of the people, the person's from the American Academy of Actuaries, Lifetime Income Risk Joint Committee, that's a mouthful, says it helps people better understand how much money they have in their 401k. Seeing your 401k plan as a monthly income allows investors to better plan their futures. Most Americans must draw on many sources of income, such as pensions, Social Security, IRAs, Roth IRAs, and their 401k to be able to retire with the lifestyle they want to enjoy. Too many people, experts say, or people in this academy of actuaries, think that people just look at the balance and go, hey, I got $100,000, I'm doing great, got $200,000, got $500,000, I'm doing awesome. But you have to think about it in terms of monthly income. And the retirees that I have met with in the recent times, I think they view it like this. They're searching out resources to say, hey, where am I? I know I got $250,000. What does that mean in terms of income? Because they realize they have to replace their wages when they retire. One benefit, according to an expert from this actuary committee, the benefit of including an estimated monthly income is that it reframes how people think about their 401k plans. I don't know. I think people are either thinking about if they're on track or not on track, or they're not. People are making it a priority to make sure they have all their little ducks in a row as they get closer and closer to when they want to retire, or they're not. And those who are not are just going to dismiss it, just as well as I've dismissed it, because you're getting a statement, and a one-page statement is not necessarily going to provide you all the information you need to make a well-informed decision about retirement. The Department of Labor will create assumptions plan sponsors can use to project monthly income. So here's what I was talking about of why I dismiss it. I don't know what assumptions they're using, and I'd rather just make my own. The Secretary of Labor must develop a model disclosure, according to the Society for Human Resource Management, a membership association based in Virginia. This is from this article. It's coming from MarketWatch, by the way. Is there not too many societies, groups, government entities involved in telling you the information you need to be seeking out for yourself? It's this whole government overreach. You know, a lot of people in the government think we're all too stupid to do this on our own, especially those on the left. And whether you're on the left or right, I don't care. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. But especially those on the left, they really believe that we're all too stupid to save and plan for our own financial future. Therefore, they want more government intervention and more government programs. Give me a break. That's all I got to say. Secure Act, the law that passed last December, made a few other changes. We've already talked about eliminating the stretch IRA, extending the age of required minimum distributions to age 72. Not all Americans are properly prepared for retirement. Baby boomers and millennials are mostly on track to retire with the income they need, according to Fidelity. Generation X investors were the only ones who actually had fallen behind in a recent study. Generation X, would that be my generation? I think that is. Generation X is my generation. We're the ones sucking it up. Who knew, right? Thought millennials would be there. But according to this, it's just a study. I think it's all relative. Generation X investors were the only ones who had fallen behind. It's important to note Fidelity's assessment in the study is based on a survey the firm conducts with its own customers, not all Americans. Maybe Generation X don't be liking Fidelity. I don't be knowing. There are many people out there who do not have access to retirement plans. States are stepping in to resolve that issue by providing small businesses with individual retirement accounts that can be set up with automatic enrollment. I've long stood by this. I'm going to give you just a brief synopsis of all the retirement plans that are available to you as a business owner. Regular traditional IRA, Roth IRA, SEP IRA, Simple IRA, Solo 401k, maybe just a regular, larger, mid-size employer 401k. If you're a nonprofit, a 403b, it's a 457 plan. And there's probably some I'm just not on top of my mind right now. Do we really need all that crap? Can we not just say, everyone, it's like the Oprah show, you get a pre-tax plan, and you get a pre-tax plan, and you get a pre... Can we not just have a pre-tax plan for everybody? Everybody. I know there has to be certain rules that allow for business owners to match. But why can't we just say, everybody that does a pre-tax plan, your maximum per year contribution is $50,000 or $60,000, whatever it is. No percentage. You want to put it in there, there you go. Doesn't matter if you make, now you got to make at least the amount of money that you're contributing. But there's different limits on all the plans I just mentioned a moment ago. A simple IRA has a different limit than a 401k. A regular IRA has a different limit than a SEP IRA. So confusing. So what happens when we get all this convoluted mess that the retirement legislation has put us in, we get more legislation. Now the states are going to step in and so supposedly make it easier for smaller businesses to set up retirement plans. It's all beyond me. Anytime you deal with the government, there's always normally an easier way. Same thing to do with tax reform. There's nothing else really needed. If you believed in a tax cut a few years ago when Trump did it, then you believed in a tax cut. You didn't have to really gut the whole system, the whole return filing system. Redoing and restructuring things is so overwhelming and confusing to most people. And so is our retirement system. Let's all get down to one or two plans. Maybe one plan for businesses and one plan for for regular individuals. I don't know. Got to be a better way. But now you got to start thinking, after this segment you've learned, think of your retirement savings as an income stream, not a big old lump sum. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. If you want to hit me up with a question or comment, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm back. Buying a house is stressful, and so is shopping for a mortgage. Take my advice and get a second opinion on the mortgage for your new home or your refinance. Not all banks and mortgage companies are created equal. Trust me on this. Call my friend Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Great team, great process, and the best rates. Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885.
Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free, certified financial planner at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Back to Financial Coaching Radio with you every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock right here on WGNS online anytime at financialcoachingradio.com. You believe this about mortgages. The mortgage rates for January 2020 were the lowest mortgage rates have been in any January. They're coming in at averaging 30-year fixed mortgage rates at 3.5%, falling about a tenth of a point or so in about a week. A year ago this time, 30-year fixed rate mortgages were almost a full percentage point higher. They were 4.46%. Now they're at 3.51%. That's not completely the rock bottom, but it's dang close. Rates haven't been this low since September, when a 30-year mortgage rate nosedived to an average of 3.49%, which was a three-year low. If rates keep dropping, they'll close in on the all-time low of 3.12% from November 2012. It just ain't getting any better to go borrow some money. Now, the largest purchase you can make, you can borrow money under 4%. People who were buying houses in the late 70s, early 80s, they're probably like, what? My rate was 17-18% when I bought my first house. Now you can get a mortgage for 3.5%. You got to be cray-cray, man. The thing that irritates me the most about interest rates is that, all in all, credit cards, their rates haven't really changed much. You're still going to pay 19-25% on a credit card, and that's fine. It's unsecured debt. Car loans, I don't know if I've ever truly kept up with the car loan rates, but I feel like they've been hovering. I don't have anything to back that. It's just a feel, just looking at rates here and there. But you would think that if overall interest rates are down, and I know it has some impact on everything, but it doesn't seem like it's impacted student loans very much. It doesn't seem like it's impacted auto loans that much. I know they're different animals compared to mortgages, but I just like everything to kind of move in a step. But nonetheless, if you're going to be refinancing, you're going to be buying a home, now is a perfect time to do it as far as interest rates are concerned. One of the main reasons mortgage rates are down is all of the virus, the coronavirus in China. The World Health Organization declared a global health emergency not that long ago. Anxious investors have been pulling their money out of stocks and pouring it into treasury bonds. Now, did we just touch on this last segment? I did. I talked about those trying to, timing the market. Now, do you want to time the market? Do you try to time the market? You're sitting there going, well, my 401k is, my IRA is, balance has never been higher. How much longer can it last? Oh, got a epidemic in China. Let's just shut her down. Let's move everything to cash and bonds. Probably going to be one of the wrong moves. No one will know until it's too late. But anyway, the increased demand for treasury bonds has caused their prices to rise and their yields to drop. And mortgage rates have been falling right along with them. So mortgage rates in large part is tied to U.S. treasuries. So if we can drive down what if we could all collectively? Now, I guess if we all collectively did this, we would kill the stock market. But if we kind of did this in a strategic way, we kind of got everybody on the same page and go, hey, you know what? Let's all go buy some treasury bonds. Let's drive those mortgage rates down to about 2%. Could we do it? Would it be something that the market could handle? Would it even be allowed to go that low? And the first thing that pops into my head, forgetting everything I learned in economics, first thing that popped in my head, if something were to happen as crazy as I just described, that could drive down mortgage rates to the effective rate of 2% around that number. Would lenders actually do it? Would they actually follow through with it? The thing that pops in my mind is gas prices. There's a lot of things that impact the price of a gallon of gas. But I don't think, you know, we're going to be seeing $1 a gallon like I saw when I was in high school anytime soon. I don't really care what happens with the large oil producers. I just don't think they would ever, the sellers of gasoline, I don't think would let it go that low. But I could be wrong. Same thing with the sellers of mortgages, the people who provide mortgages and lend to people. I think there is a cutoff point. They're like, it just isn't worth it. You know, we're lending this money, hundreds and thousands, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in the mortgage business. It just ain't worth it to be loaning it out less than X percent. I don't know what that percent would be. But maybe the market can actually drive it that low. But you got to be wary. The article here from Yahoo Finance is describing that because of a deadly virus that's freaked some people out, people have sold stocks. Obviously, stocks had a little bit of a sell-off because of this, and they've moved their money into cash and bonds, and then they have thus by doing that, drove down the interest rates. If too much of that happened, everybody just started pouring out and going into treasuries, and it would just kill the stock market. But is there a way to do both? Do what I'm thinking is, what about the lazy money that's out there, the money that's in cash? Let's just put it in bonds. Let's not pull our money out of stocks. We can drive down interest rates another way. Let's be strategic. Let's get everything down to zero. 0% mortgage rates, what I'm looking for here, people. Just kidding. But it is interesting that mortgage rates continue to decline. Those low rates are boosting demand for mortgages and homes, and the housing market stands in contrast to the condition it was last winter. At the end of 2018, the real estate community was very concerned that the Federal Reserve policy would drive the 30-year fixed mortgage rate from 4.5% to over 5%. Weren't they wrong? Thankfully, the Fed reversed course at the beginning of 2019, and the rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage dropped about 1%. This has greatly increased the purchasing power of buyers. It injected much confidence into the real estate market. Now, that's all relative to, are you confident in the real estate market here? Pretty confident. Confident that I don't think it's going to taper off anytime soon, but other markets are going to be different. Maybe they've already started to even out just a little bit. Let's talk about what the Consumer Protection Bureau is trying to do. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They're calling for mortgage lenders to eliminate the debt-to-income requirements in mortgage underwriters. In a letter from the CFPB, Director Kathy Kerninger sent to Congress not that long ago, the CFPB asked to amend the ability to repay qualified mortgage rule in order to remove debt-to-income as a qualifying factor in mortgage underwriting. This rule is created in response to the financial crisis, meaning the rule was implemented because of the 2008 financial crisis. But they're trying to get rid of it. Now, is this a good thing? It's a bad thing? Guidelines. Now, the general rule of thumb is about 40% debt-to-income. I mean, if your payments on your mortgage and taxes and insurance and all your other payments for cars and credit cards and student loans and whatever else you have in debt, if all of that is greater than 40%, in many cases, you can't get a home loan. I know there's some lenders with some wiggle room. I'm just giving you the general numbers. The 43% DTI rule doesn't apply to government-insured loans like FHA, VA, or USDA. But conventional loans usually follow about a 43% max DTI limit. So what are the risks of doing away with this? During the height of financial crisis in 2008-2009, some 3 million foreclosures were filed. Now, was this because money was too easy, too loose? I don't know. I think money was given to people. I don't care what their debt-to-income was. Because that's all subjective. Someone with a 55% debt-to-income could repay, because of their situation, repay better than someone with a 35% debt-to-income. Just because of, you know, you don't really know a person until you know a person. Now, someone could be very financial, responsible, stick to a strict budget, and 55% debt-to-income repay better than someone with lower. In my view, a lot of what fueled the housing crash, if you will, wasn't debt to income. It was people that never should have gotten a mortgage at all because they basically had never paid their bills on time. And then they, not on top of that, they put them in very high cost adjustable rate mortgages. And when it was time to pay the piper, bam, we got 3 million foreclosures. So I wonder what your opinion on this, if this is actually going to happen. And soon we'll weigh in with our mortgage expert, Marshall Sparkman, about the issue. But I think putting the power back into the lender's hands is a good thing. If you want to make a loan with someone with 50% debt to income on a conventional loan, go have at it. It's your portfolio. And I think people are going to be wiser than they were before. That's just my take. All right, this is Financial Coaching Radio. We talk everything personal finance. Make sure you hit us up online, financialcoachingradio.com.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today. How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue. Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878 878- 2134 or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
Welcome back to the Blunt Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. No books to sell, no live event tickets to push. I'll leave that to the other show. They're so dang good at it. They don't even hide their hidden agenda anymore. They make it very clear. If somebody in cahoots with them, or they do, they've written a new book, they're going to push the crap out of that book, and they want you to go buy it. You're basically turning them into a multimillionaire, is why you get the most basic, watered down, uncomprehensive, non-tailored to you financial advice there is. They've been spouting the same thing for decades, been writing books about the same thing for decades, and people basically buy their book and don't take action because it never was about the information. It's common sense. You have 1,000 coming in, you can't have 2,000 going out. And I don't care who you call on a radio show, a TV show, or how many books you buy, until you get a handle on the discipline it takes to spend less than what comes in, there's nobody going to save you. You can't Dr. Phil your way to financial bliss. You just can't do it. There is no easy fix. It takes you going, hey, that's what I got. That's all I got. Can't spend more than I got, or I'll drown in debt. So on this show, we just tell it like it is. No hidden agenda. No books to sell, not pushing any financial products. There's too many other shows out there that do that. If you want to jump in and be a part of the show, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, CFP, if I haven't already said that. One of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in the land. Not the land, but this land. The land that's in the listening range of this station. That land. What do you think about 20% down on real estate? This kind of sparks up from time to time. People believe you have to put 20% down to buy a home. And there was a scenario given about someone that bought a house, paid about $90 a month for mortgage insurance because they did not put 20% down. And in 2 years, their house had appreciated so much they could remove the PMI, the mortgage insurance. So they got into an investment in that scenario. I don't know whether they're making true money like an investment. That's another show, another debate. But if they would have stayed, if they would have not bought the home and waited for the 20% down versus putting nothing down and then being off of mortgage insurance in 2 years, I think their financial situation would have been worse if they would have waited. Now, is that going to be the scenario in every case in buying a home? Absolutely not, because it takes tremendous growth or very above average growth in the real estate market to do so. My point in bringing this up is, it's a one-size-fits-all approach to this. You got to look at it individual by individual. Husband and wife by husband and wife. Person by person. And say, here is our situation. Here is their situation. Here is my expertise. Here's what we think about the unknown factors of the world. Let's make a very well-informed decision for us. And what may work for you may not work for another person. 20% down may be the way to go for some, but it certainly is not going to be the way to go for many. Don't ever fall into the trap that it's always this way, always that way in personal financial planning. It's just not that simple. For more, you can learn about what I do, how I do it, why I do it at jasonquallscfp.com. That's jasonquallscfp.com. As mentioned before, I am one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. I have nothing to sell you. No commissions, no kickbacks, no referral fees, no conflicts of interest. If you don't have an advisor like that, get a second opinion from an advisor who only works for you, is only paid by you, and has a top credential. Back at you.
Did you you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at thwcpa.com.
Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134. Or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
Welcome back into the show. I was thinking during the break, you know, about all the chaos that's been ensuing over the virus, the pandemic, epidemic, whatever it is, coming out of China. And the tabloids of the headlines of the market folks and the CNBCs, the financial news, you know, predicting that this is going to be the demise of our long-time bull run in the stock market. No one knows. If you thought it was, you might be wrong. I've always said this, you know, presidential elections, Senate, you know, Congress elections, whatever. Short-term effects on something that's very long-term seeking. The market cares about one thing, and that's companies making money. If companies are profitable, then the shares of stock are going to be projected to be worth more in the future. And when they are, those future earnings are projected, and they're projected accurately. The market kind of soothes itself with what it projected and what actually is going to happen or does happen. More demand for each share of stock is out there, and that drives stock prices higher. Yeah, the news can derail things in the short term, but not in the long term. Make sure you're not a market timer. It's all about being invested your time in the market, not timing the market. Keep invested. Buy and hold low-cost investment products. And an asset allocation strategy truly developed for you is usually going to be the best way out of all of this mess. All right, this is Financial Coaching Radio. Appreciate you listening today and every day. Check out financialcoachingradio.com. There you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere. If you're looking to learn more about what I be doing, go to jasonquallscfp.com. I am one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. I have nothing to sell you, no hidden agenda, and that's what this show is about. Again, jasonquallscfp.com. Everyone have a safe and happy afternoon. Be back at you next time.